I can't get it any lower because I'm running out of breath. Yeah. Welcome to cold.
Heck yes it is. It's minus 5 degrees, 7:43 on Saturday morning, the 14th of July 2007. We are on the snotty. We're at Mount Hotham in Victoria, down here with the Mexicans.
Just went to minus 6 degrees.
It just went to minus 6 degrees. It's supposed to get warmer, but it's actually getting colder.
Things are happening right as we speak.
Oh, as we speak. The village is getting ready. It's getting set. It's getting hip. It's getting happening.
We're freezing cold. There's snow falling.
Yeah, there's snow falling. There's ice. There's a mountain, and we've got a bus that's supposed to work, but the
face is off.
Accelerators don't work.
The face is off the bus.
There you go. I'm Dave Myers, and welcome to On the Snotty, and this is Dan Godden.
Yep. It's been a year since we had Ben Lee and...
And Fluoro Dave.
Fluoro Dave.
Is that kid dead? Oh, I saw that parent go put that kid in the boot, and it was like they were dead.
Sorry, we'll introduce our guests. No, before we do that, different people have different types of nightmares. And I was telling the guys this morning, my nightmares always involve me killing people.
I killed someone once.
And I can't stop it. I have to kill them. And a nightmare is I'm like, oh, I just killed 6 people.
Awesome.
Somebody stop
me. What was your record this week?
I don't know.
Fantastic. Well, we've got a couple of guests on the show today. And these are probably two of the best looking. Two of the smartest,
yep.
Two of the funniest,
two of the coldest,
two of the worst skiers on the whole of the slope, and Dan's going to introduce them.
We've got Nick, and we've got The Stick.
I haven't been called The Stick before. Makes you feel like that race driver on Top Gear, The Stig. The Stick, it's a little less impressive.
See, we actually went for you two guys because you rhymed.
Yeah.
We couldn't find any other rhyming couplets.
Nick and Stig.
Nick and The Stick. On the Snotty with Nick and The Stick. What a good episode
Nick,
title.
Would you like to use my jacket?
Are you freezing?
I'm fine.
Nick, what age are you? What year are you in?
I'm 13 and in year 8.
What's your last name start with? The letter.
C.
Nick C. He's in year 8. What school are you at?
Shore.
What?
S-U-R-E?
S-H-O-R-E. And this man can spell. You spell Rizzuto? That was out of like Billy Madison or something.
Forget about it.
What are we doing up here?
What are we doing up here? We're here on a camp. But I'll tell you why I chose Nick and Stick. Stick's because he's funny, and Nick because he makes me laugh hilariously. But one of the reasons he makes me laugh is because the way he speaks slowly and he can't speak quickly. I tried to get him to speak quickly yesterday. He said, "Oh, I'm gonna try and speak." Oh.
Hey, can you say, "She sells seashells by the sea shore"? Did you go to shore?
Say slowly.
Fast.
She sells.
Forget about it.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
Fantastic. Fast.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
That was very impressive.
I can't really.
He's broken
do
a new it. Land speed record with that. Now, Stick, you play the cello.
Yes.
Cello. There you go. Tell us about your funniest cello moment. Can you tell us some of those cello jokes, like those viola jokes you were telling us the other night?
I'll tell one viola joke.
I've heard them as cello jokes.
Violas bear the brunt of jokes in the string family. And one is...
Well, the cellos, though.
What's the difference between violas and onions?
What?
No one cries when you chop up violas.
What about what's the difference between violas and trampolines? You take your shoes off to jump on a trampoline.
Yeah.
See, I've heard all those jokes, but with cellos.
Yeah. The cello players turn them back onto the violas. Yeah. The bass players turn them back onto the lead guitarist.
Yeah, that's right.
And the drummers, well, they're a roadie, so
yeah,
no, they don't do really much.
Cool, so Nick, what have we been doing this week?
Oh, skiing.
Yeah.
And...
What are we here for? Why have we got 60 people together?
Oh, we're on a Crusader camp.
Hey, wait, you don't just go to crusaders.edu.au. I saw on the back of the t-shirt, they've got another site.
Oh.
Crewcamps.com.au.
That's how I found out.
You found out about
it? Crewcamps.com.au.
Heck yes.
Oh, fantastic. Oh. This guy's into the interweb.
I've never been there.
No. The intertubes.
We're... well...
Information tubes.
Do you know, someone once... There was a guy... A guy in the States who... Like his lecturer.
Only in America.
And he was talking about the internet, saying...
Speak up.
The guy who does all the copyright for the internet, and he said, guys, it's not like he's trying to, say that because everything was... We should copyright everything. He said, guys, it's not like a big pond where we can all jump in and get whatever we want. It's like a series of tubes.
YouTube!
And so I got this friend who... Now he calls it the intertubes.
The intertubes.
Ah, there you go. Anyway.
Well, while you're on the intertube,
yep.
Go check out www.iagreewithdale.com. There ain't much there yet, but over the next week or so, every week, there's going to be fresh content, good times.
Can I ask, as an outsider here, who's Dale?
Dale.
You have to go to the site.
You'll have to go to the site to find out who Dale
is. www.iagreewithdale.com.
And while you're there, go to www.cccyouth.com.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to hear, listen to this potty and all kinds of other things.
There goes Brett in the Ski Hire Alpine Heights apartment. I don't know, what is that, a tanker?
Yeah.
What do you call that? He's got guns in there,
it's
for shizzle.
A skip with caterpillar tracks. And a roof. Maybe upside down skip.
I wouldn't mess with him. Like, he almost ran over the parking attendant over there. There you go. We're -6 degrees.
Well, tell us, we haven't just been getting together and skiing. What else have we been doing together?
We have been learning about Jesus.
Yeah.
So, I love Jesus.
I love him too. So tell us, what sort of stuff have we been learning about Jesus?
Well, the theme for the week was lost and found.
Yeah.
And how that
before Jesus and without Jesus we are lost. And the only person who can find us is Jesus. And we have to be found in order to have a relationship with him.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. Or hopefully it does.
Key verse, Nick. Can you remember it?
Yep. Jesus came to seek and to save what was lost.
Giddy up.
Where's it from?
Luke 19:10.
Whoa! I didn't even need to get my kids that I was trying to give him.
His kid's packed in the boot of that car.
Yeah, that was the one that I thought died. But he's moving. Everything's okay.
That's right.
Yeah, everything's okay. And how is it, Dan, that... So Jesus came on a rescue mission to seek and to save what was lost.
Yeah.
How is it that he accomplishes that mission? What does he do to
make it
happen? Well,
he rescues us because we've got a big, big problem. We are sinners.
Yeah, Nick lets off all night. He's got huge problems.
Yeah, but
is that that type of problem?
No, bigger problems than that. We've all rejected God, and we tell him that we don't want a bar of him. And so, and for that, we deserve to die. So Jesus came and died instead of us, so that we could be, to bring us back, to bring us home into relationship with God again. So that's why Jesus is the bomb. He's everything.
He's everything. Jesus dies to bring us home. We'll actually, over the last couple of weeks on the youth group website, we've actually had some lost and found devotionals.
Yeah, based on the thing that we've been
doing. Yeah, based on them. So if you actually listen to this, like on Monday, as the school week kicks off, you might even want to do them over the next 5 days before you get back to youth group.
Yeah.
That'd be a good thing to do. But check out talkcast.cccyouth.com. These talks aren't yet online, but they will be.
Okay, cool.
Amongst a whole other bunch of series. Wait,
so by the time they listen to them online, they'll be online?
Probably, yeah. And if they're not,
if you see
they
them
won't
online,
be.
They'll be there.
Yeah. Cool. But go listen to some other ones. There's like fat ones and skinny ones and stick ones and Nick ones. And
fantastic.
Yeah.
Nick, what's your favourite thing about the snow?
Oh, I reckon probably just getting out there and skiing, because skiing's heaps of fun.
Did you break anything?
No, I didn't break anything.
Awesome.
Took some good stacks though.
Nice. I broke both my knees yesterday. Slap on some concrete on the top of one of the chairlifts. Now, while we're on the subject of soccer, I thought it'd be really good to commiserate.
Disappointing.
Australia versus Oman, 1-1. Thank you, Tim Cahill. Australia versus Iraq,
3-1.
1-3.
Disappointing.
Very, very disappointing. It's not yet over. We've got one more game and we can make it through.
I wasn't really expecting that.
Did you hear the interview with the coach?
Yeah, Graham Arnold. He ripped him.
That was
good on him.
It was bad.
Good on him.
And they said, "Oh, how was Lucas's game? He didn't show form at all tonight."
Good on him. They need Michael Beauchamp in there because he's a former Central Coast Mariner.
That's right.
Now a Nuremberg FC warrior. I don't know what they're called. I call them warriors.
The other thing I saw in the news last night was I can't remember his name. Coming to play for Sydney FC.
Oh yeah, Robbie Fowler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you serial?
Yeah. Serial. Oh, wow. Fully serial. Yeah.
But
they call him God. That's blasphemy.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't know what blasphemy is, it's when someone claims to be God.
Check it up at
www.blasphemy.com. No, don't go there. Go to CCC.
Is there a God?
I'm sure there is, and it's probably not a good one to go to.
Now, search it on, like, Wiki or something, maybe.
Yeah.
Or look it up in dictionary.
Look it up in dictionary.com.
Yeah.
Or Wiktionary is the Wikipedia.
Yeah.
There is one.
Dictionary, yeah. And there's Wiki
quotes.
Wikipedia? And...
Can I put me in Wikipedia?
I guess so.
You know you've made it when someone else puts you in.
Yeah.
So I'll put you in.
Wait, if someone out there can put
on the body.
Talk about our life, talk about what we've been on. And that's a competition. Whoever can put it into Wikipedia first, we're going to get them a fat t-shirt from previous years.
Oh, heck yes. And we'll give them a fat bracelet from previous years.
Yeah.
Now, while on the subject of new things, one of our new segments for today, and it may not go beyond today, is goalkeeping techniques tips. Now, we're going to ask Stick or Nick. Now, Nick, are you a goalkeeper?
No. Well, if I even played soccer, I'd definitely
Nick's
be a goalkeeper.
Nick's one of those guys who can't kick with his feet.
He has to go in goals. Yeah. Okay, give us one tip.
Use your body.
Use your body.
Don't use your hands. Now, just get in the way of the ball going into the net.
Okay, so just throw yourself at get your whole body in the way. If it hits you in the knackers, that's cool. As long as it doesn't go in the goal.
Yeah, and delay time.
Okay, delay time. Don't go too early.
If you're in front.
Oh, delay waste time. That's not FIFA fair play.
I thought you meant delay time, as in like when someone has a shot.
Wait.
Like, switch into superhero mode and make it slow down, and then you got way more time. But no, you can delay time legit. Like if one of the other team puts a through ball through right near the end, and you get it, so you're allowed to pick it up. But you just don't. You put it at your feet, right? Yeah, you wait until someone comes and like runs towards you to make you pick it up. You just dribble it away from them in your goal area. You just keep dribbling it right all the way to the sideline, and then you pick it up and fall on top of it, and then you jog it out.
You pick it up and then fall on top of it.
Well, it looks pro, and
you look around for the cameras.
That's right, and just to make sure you got it.
Speaking of superheroes, I came up with the best superhero power this week.
Give it.
Imagine if you could shoot animals out of your hand.
How good would that be?
Any animal you wanted.
Fox!
Squirrels on your face!
Eel round your neck!
Stick, give us some goalkeeper tips.
Yeah. Okay, now, wait, are you a goalkeeper?
I am a goalkeeper.
Sick nuts.
Now, this may sound simple and silly, but it's a common mistake. And if you watch
this, it's currently snowing. If this doesn't work out, it's because the water has gone inside my MP3 player, which would be disappointing.
Yeah.
You know, common mistake. Now, if you watched Australia play Uruguay a few weeks ago, you would see the results of this mistake. Now, when you're a goalkeeper, most important, you catch the ball before you think of the next thing to do. So if someone has a shot and the ball's almost in your hands, don't think who you're going to kick it to or who you're going to pass it to. You think about catching the ball first, then you think about that. Because if you do what this train, and this is what I'm assuming the keeper did because I've done it once before, the ball comes out and it's a sitter. It's like in the bag, you got it, you go out and you got to catch it. And then you're thinking, okay, this is in the bag, now who am I going to pass to, what am I going to do next? Uh-oh, through my hands.
Goal! So,
it doesn't matter how safe your pair of hands are. You just got to... And it's a rookie. It's simple things. You've got to think about it. Always catch the ball before you think about the next thing.
Yeah. This is really good, these techniques.
Simple mistake. Then there's all, you know, where you put your hands to catch it and all that kind of thing. But that's more boring. It's not, you know, in the head.
And the first goal last night, are you blaming Kisnorbo or are you blaming Mark Schwarzer?
I didn't see it. I was trying to keep my room group under wraps.
Oh, I've seen other goals. I think Schwarzer, I like the man, but I think he's let in some pretty bad goals in the last year. I think against Japan,
I agree with that.
The first goal was his fault. Like, he says, I was pushed over by the... He's like 6'3". He's pushed over by these dudes as short as Nick.
Little Japanese.
Daniel.
I heard a funny thing on the... What was that on? Someone said something about... Oh, I can't remember.
That was good.
For the call up if they need another keeper.
Awesome. What do you think of Australian goalkeepers as in the A League? What do you think of Danny Vukovic? Central Coast Mariners.
Well, you see, I don't see a lot of the A League. I apologise.
You don't see the A League.
He's too busy doing his own league.
Well, yeah.
Fantasy league.
Stick league.
I don't do the fantasy league.
Anyone else feeling the blizzard?
I'm feeling the blizzard.
My toes are pretty cold. Dunlop volleys aren't really
756
good snowshoes.
756 degrees.
Minus six degrees Fahrenheit. Right,
this is probably the coldest potty we've done.
Pretty much. Last year when we did on the snotty,
we're
in a chalet. This time,
what is on the
we're
snotty, out on the snow. Audio.
On the snow potty. We combine the words.
Yeah.
Now
we're clever like that.
Well done. Well done. I had a really profound question.
Yeah.
And it was something to do with soccer.
I'm interested.
David Beckham.
Yes.
The Beckmeister.
Galaxy.
Yeah.
The Vic and Bex and Posh and Spice and whatever their names are. Yeah. David Beckham, Victoria Beckham. They've moved to Los Angeles and they're trying to say, there's all these American journalists saying they're not going to make it. Like they're saying, if you want to be world famous, you've got to be big in America, which is just arrogant and stupidly proud because there's only 300 million of them, and there's another 5.7 billion people in the world.
Hey, guys, if you want to be famous, you've got to make it big in India.
You've got to make it big in the potty, and we have listeners in India.
That's right. We've got listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere?
Everywhere.
Yep. Where are our listeners from? Botswana?
Man, seashells?
Tanzania?
Canada?
Canada.
Hey, shout out to our Canadians. Dustin T.
Who else have we got? Have we got someone from India?
We have had Indians. I've had interactions. I've had email chats on Google Chat. I've chatted with this dude. His English isn't the best, but good times.
Oh, good times.
It was really encouraging. His name is really long.
Okay.
Yeah, they call him really long.
Really long.
It's really like one of those American Indian names. This is really long. And he's tall and, you know.
Really long.
Anything else we have to say? I'm freezing cold.
Stick, are you a Christian?
Yes.
Tell us about when and why and all that type of stuff.
Well, I don't have a specific when.
Grew up in a Christian family, is that right?
Grew up in a Christian family, Sunday school, youth group, all
praise
that.
Praise God.
I have to say, I think it didn't really start to hit home in terms of kind of how it affected like my day-to-day life as opposed to my Sunday life until kind of towards the end of high school when you kind of end up thinking about things bigger than the HSC in school. And so yeah, that's when I kind of really kind of I think hit home. I don't like I said, I don't have a specific day. And
why'd you hit your home?
Because it was like frowning. I don't know.
Did you hit a home run?
Sorry, keep going.
Or the bat?
No, I made a home run.
Ah, cool.
That was a bit funny.
Home run for Jesus.
Yeah. So kind of all the, like my whole life, I would say that yes, I was a Christian and I knew that Jesus died for me. But I just don't think that I reflected it very kind of accurately. And so therefore, well, by that fact, I don't think I was necessarily, I don't know. I'd like to say, yes, I was a Christian, but I don't think I really showed a Christian.
Yeah.
Sure. What does it look like now that you are, that you know you're a Christian and you take things seriously and you've reflected on Jesus' death and resurrection, all that stuff? What does it look like now for you?
Well, in terms of inside me, I've got like this sure hope, which is like
awesome,
the bomb. And in terms of outside me,
it's like, yeah, you've got
1
sure
Peter
hope.
Chapter 1 verse 3.
But outside, I think it affects how I think about or how I kind of react towards certain situations. Like, you know, if one, I know we were just talking in our group last night about money, like, you know, if something gets stolen or you lose something that's valuable, you know, it sucks, but
oh well,
get over it.
Yeah, build a bridge.
Yeah. So well, I know that's
you
just one example on top of my head.
Money.
You can use sticks and twigs.
Well, you can find a spade and dig a hole underneath.
Yeah, underneath what would, the water.
And therefore make a bridge, like a tunnel.
Ah.
Yeah. You dig a tunnel, which would make a bridge.
Good stuff.
Good.
I don't know if you think about it.
Well, if you just happened to be on Google while on the subject of the intertube, yeah, and you typed largest head on Hotham, you would find me.
Yeah, I can tell this story.
I blogged it. Yeah,
okay, we had to hire helmets for ski camp, which is a good idea because they keep your head safe. And Dave,
look at Nick's head.
That's what I'm on about here on the potty, keeping heads safe.
Yeah, we went all to get our helmets, and there's this rack, this wall kind of full of helmets, and you go and you say, look, I'm with Crusaders, and they say, okay, what size are you? And you're like, oh, I don't know, I haven't worn a helmet before. You're trying this helmet. It's usually about right. Dave gets there, there aren't any helmets big enough. So the helmet hire place has to go and buy a helmet from Sweden, a helmet big enough for Dave. Yeah, I thought was quite impressive.
So I got to wear a brand new helmet all week. Good times. Extra large didn't fit, but double X just fitted.
If you
have a bigger head than me, I would be interested to meet you.
How many centimetres?
About 63, 64. I'm not sure where you measure it. That was when Taylor did it.
Have a look at that on a measuring stick.
Guy. Yeah, Adrian reckons I might be, you should go in the Guinness Book of Records.
Maybe.
Did you say someone who's not ridiculously overweight with a big head.
The world's shortest man met the world's tallest man yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that last night on Sky News.
Yeah.
There you go. Good times. Well, thanks heaps for coming on the show, Nick. If you've got any parting words?
Nah, I don't have many parting words, actually.
Farting words?
Farting? Well, I didn't say fart.
Nick, if I was to grow facial hair, how should I grow it?
You've got to grow a ring around your mouth and around to your chin, so keep that little bit you've already got and keep the ring up around.
He's been trying to style my
Renee face. Will like that, I told you. But he doesn't believe me, Renee won't see. But Renee already said she doesn't like it.
In my opinion, best facial hair handlebars. I can't get the little join between the mo and the chin yet.
Best facial hair for goalkeepers.
Handlebars.
Moustache.
Yeah. Moustache. Anything in, like, slightly intimidating. It makes someone like look at you instead of the ball. So
I reckon some more of those grizzly snow warrior dudes. You've seen the dudes up here with the big beards.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of those is a goalkeeper. Just a wildebeest. Just
like that guy there, the parking attendant.
I don't know what he is.
He's a garden gnome.
He's a garden gnome.
We found the last garden gnome.
Is there one still out there?
Yeah. I don't know, but look at him.
Guys, if you come to Hotham, look for a garden gnome. We've left one here by accident.
Yeah, it's worth about $2.
I'm crazy, Carl.
Well, this Friday night is the 20th of July. We'll be kicking back off at Youth Group. Find out some more info at ccsyouth.com. Hopefully you'll get something in the mail. A new Jaywalk will be coming out very, very, very soon. And this term is going to be fantastic. Not only is there I Agree With Dale.com promotions, it's going to be a fantastic term. At Senior Youth Group, we're going to be talking about boasting in the cross of Jesus. The whole term will be a great term to bring friends along. At Juniors, we're going to be talking about trusting Jesus from the book of Daniel. What? Trusting Jesus from the book of Daniel? Is Jesus in the book of Daniel? Yes, Jesus is in all of the Old Testament. The whole of the Bible's about Jesus.
It might have worked there if you cued one of us to say that.
What?
Trusting Jesus in the book of Daniel? Is Jesus even in the book of Daniel?
Yes, Jesus is in all of the scriptures. He's in all of the Old Testament. He's in all of the Bible. Everything is about Jesus. So Check us out, ccsyouth.com. Bring your friends this term. It's going to be hot. It's going to be cold out here, so we're going to go inside and sit on the bus. We should take a photo.
Look at that guy over there. He looks like Evil Lachlan.
He's got a handbag. He's the one that was carrying the dead kid before.
See you later.
Wait, we've got to finish with something from Stick.
How do I turn this off with gloves on?
I don't know. Something funny.
I don't know. A Wayne's World quote.
Oh, okay.
A gun rack.
What am I gonna do with a gun rack? I don't even own
a gun,
let alone many guns that necessitate an entire rack. What am I gonna do with a gun rack?
Peace out, dudes. We'll catch you soon in reality. Let's get a photograph.